The final scene in Act 2, Act 2, Scene 4, we have a discussion between Ross and an old man about all of the signs in nature that things are not as they should be. So the first thing Ross says is, "By the clock 'tis day, and yet dark night strangles the travelling lamp." So it's very, very dark, unnaturally dark. The second thing he says is that, "On Tuesday last, a falcon was by a mousing owl hawked at and killed." So it's very unusual for a falcon to be killed by an owl. It doesn't make sense. The third thing that has happened is that Duncan's horses have turned wild in nature, and 'tis said they ate each other. They've turned into cannibals. So very, very strange. Then Macduff enters, and Ross says, "Is it known who did this more than bloody deed?" And Macduff says, "Those that Macbeth hath slain." So he's insinuating that Macbeth had something to do with it, but he's not coming out and saying Macbeth did it. He's saying the men that Macbeth killed supposedly did it. Macduff also suggests that the groomsmen were suborned, bribed, or prompted to do the deed by someone else. Because obviously, why would the chamberlains, whose job it is to look after the king, kill him unless there was a reason for it? Then we hear that Duncan's body has been carried to a sacred storehouse of his predecessors. And then Ross asks, "Will you to Scone?" And Scone is where Macbeth was about to be crowned the new king. And Macduff says, "No, cousin, I'll to Fife." He's not going to the coronation of Macbeth as king. That's going to be a big insult to Macbeth. It also suggests that Macduff suspects Macbeth. Macduff is not going to Macbeth's coronation because he obviously doesn't approve of him as king. Final thing Macduff says, "A Jew, lest our old robes sit easier than our new." He thinks their old robes fit them better. The old way of things, having Duncan as king, that sit easier with him than his new, which is having Macbeth as king, having Macbeth in power. So he's not comfortable with the new setup. He's using clothing imagery to express his unease.